there are two typical types of golf clubs. There's the very, very traditional forged iron, which is a blade style club. It's made of carbon steel. It's stamped out, it's forged, just as the word indicates. It is a very, very demanding golf club because the sweet spot or the effective hitting area of the golf club is very, very small. On the other side of the coin, you have the perimeter weighted or cavity back or peripheral weighted. These are all terms that are interchangeable. Perimeter weighted golf clubs simply take that sweet spot, and by moving the weight out to the perimeter of the golf club, hence the term perimeter weighting, they can expand that sweet spot, make it much more forgiving golf club, much easier to play for really all levels. The midsize issue in both woods and irons is raging in full force. I think it's safe to say that it is no longer looked upon as a fad. It's a part of the golf community. Oversizing of woods and irons is a very simple concept. If you can make the head bigger, you can make the effective hitting area, that sweet spot, bigger as well. The key to the success of the midsize is that for years and years they couldn't make the club heads bigger without adding weight, which would make the golf club like trying to swing a sledgehammer. It was just too heavy to successfully put onto a golf shaft and hand to the average player. Through some innovative manufacturing techniques, they've been able to produce these larger heads, thin down the walls of the heads, again, whether it be a wood or an iron, redistribute weight differently, and provide a usable, playable golf club. And it has taken on like wildfire. You know, the perimeter-weighted, oversized irons are all the rage right now, and quite honestly, will be for time to come.